This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. I'm Joan Jameson. Here is this week's top headline. Remembering Fred Tyler, co-founder of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium. Fred Tyler, co-founder of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium, passed away suddenly on February 14th from an unknown lung ailment. Born in 1950 in the Tularosa Basin, Tyler was very active in his community and church and was currently serving as a Tularosa Village trustee. In 2004, Tyler co-founded the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium with Tina Cordova. They both were raised in Tularosa and had heard the stories about the searing light that rose into the sky on the morning of July 16, 1945. The community had been told that it was a military ammunition cache that had exploded, but it was actually the first plutonium atomic weapon explosion at the Trinity test site, some 35 miles northwest of Tularosa. Over 13 pounds of plutonium did not fission and remains unaccounted for. Tyler, the eldest son of Rufina Uta Tyler, had often heard the first-hand stories of the blast from his mother, who suffered from multiple bouts of different forms of cancer. Tyler had often wondered how the blast played in the cancer that ultimately took his mother. Cordova researched the regional autoimmune disease and cancer statistics and found that in 1999, the national average was 202.7 per 100,000 people. In their Otero County, Cordova found, it was 694.6. In neighboring Lincoln County, the rate was 764.5 per 100,000 people. The numbers have remained consistent throughout the years. Cordova and Tyler founded the consortium to gather data from family histories and individuals who may have been damaged by exposure to the Trinity radiation. Reinforced with the data, they went to the congressional offices to ask for financial compensation and medical benefits for the New Mexico downwinders under the Federal Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, RECA. Senator Tom Udall has led the effort to include the Trinity downwinders in the proposed amendments to RECA, which is co-sponsored by Senator Martin Heinrich. Representative Ben Ray Lujan introduced a companion bill in the House, which is co-sponsored by Representatives Michelle Lujan Grisham and Steve Pierce. In February, the New Mexico legislature passed a House memorial in the support of the RECA amendments. Holly Beaumont with Interfaith Worker Justice led the effort to shepherd the memorial through the 30-day session. Tina Cordova said, quote, "It is our honor to dedicate this memorial to the memory of Fred Tyler, who worked tirelessly to expand the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act to include the people of New Mexico who have been damaged by exposure to radiation from the Trinity blast." The work of the Tularosa Basin Downwinder Consortium will go on, but we will forever miss Fred and what he has brought to our efforts, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To learn more, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org and like us on Facebook.